I'll take some of these and some of this, and oh, they're so juicy. We never had anything like this back home. I can't believe I can just walk out in the woods and take these. To think I would have been punished for trying something like this before. Well, I think that's enough for today. There's probably a few days worth of food here. Plus, make sure to share with the townsfolk. Oh, everyone's been so nice to me since I came here. Now I think I need to go back this... Oh, you're one of the men from the village. Oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to sting you. You surprised me when you touched me. You should have just called out to me or something. Is it poisonous? Oh, yes. I didn't even really think about it. It's really, really poisonous. We have to get you back to town right away. I can take care of it. We just have to get you back. You're not feeling anything? Oh, you won't. Not for a little bit, at least. But if we don't get you back now, it'll set in while you're in the forest. Come on, let's get you back to my home. Help me carry the food I foraged and we'll be back in no time. Here, set the basket down. Thank you. I'm so sorry again about all of this. It was just reflexive. I really didn't mean to sting you. Here, turn around. Let me get a good look at you. We got you back just in time, didn't we? You're starting to burn up and get all sweaty. Oh, but don't worry. I can fix this. I've done it plenty of times. Oh, no, this isn't the first time. It's kind of embarrassing, but I'm a little jumpy. Back home, I stung a few people on occasion. Now, go ahead and get your clothes off for me. Huh? What do you mean, why? So we can start counteracting my venom. You're starting to feel it, right? Down there. I can even see it through your clothing. Unless you're telling me you didn't notice. Too busy being scared of my venom. Oh, no, it's okay. It'll be alright. As long as I milk you, it'll all be okay. Yes, milk you. Like, make you come, you know? Huh? Oh, you don't know what my venom does. Well, my people's venom is an incredibly potent aphrodisiac. So much so that one of them took off to the City of Lust to bottle it and sell it. Anyway, the only way to really take care of it is to make you come a whole lot. What if you don't? Huh? What kind of question is that? Are you going to tell me you turned down a chance to fuck these fat tits? Come on. I know what I have. But no seriousness. Well, you're not going to die or anything. You'll get really pent up and hot and sweaty. Your balls will be practically overflowing with cum. You'll be leaking everywhere. The real issue is the... Let's say, social problems. Back home, we'd take care of it by taking the afflicted person home to bed and fucking until it passes. Otherwise, well, some people might get so horny they just lose control and start causing problems. You know what I mean, right? Yes, that's very bad. We don't want that. Anyway, I stung you. It's my responsibility. Granted, you did walk up and spook me, so we're both a bit at fault. If you let me take care of you, we both get to have a bit of fun, and you won't have to worry about walking around and jumping on any of the villagers. It's a win-win, right? Besides, by now, I bet you're dying to see what I look like underneath my shawl. Yes? That's what I want to hear. Oh, good boy. Then in that case, why don't you sit down and relax? Or, well, relax as best as you can, and let me do one of the things that I do best. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I honestly probably don't need to wear all this. The sun is so much less harsh this far north. There we go. It's a shame we have to do this on such short notice. I'd have loved to change into some my traditional houseware and put on a show for you. Of course, there's always next time, you know? Oh, you're not even listening, are you? Are you stunned by my body? I put on some weight since I moved. You know, different climate and all that. I already had great tits and thighs before, but now? Well, even if you're too busy drooling over me to actually say anything, it looks like your cock is telling me everything I need to know. Oh, how cute. It's twitching and dripping. You're so eager, aren't you? Well, here you go. Ooh, you liked that, didn't you? I haven't heard a moan like that in a long time. Good boy. Look, the tip is barely peeking out of my breasts. You're just leaking everywhere. I barely just started, and my tits are covered in your pre-cum already. How's that feel? You're moaning so loudly already. We've only just started, too. There's so much more ahead of us. You aren't getting given that easily, are you? I know the venom's potent, but you can hold back at least a little bit, right? Or are you hoping to lose your mind? Are you hoping to lose yourself in my breasts? I've done this so many times now, you know. I like to think that I know just how much pressure to put on this hard cock. Enough pressure to keep you right on the edge without pushing you over. Believe me, I'm gonna have just as much fun with you as you're gonna have with me. Yes. Good boy. Moan as loud as you want. Nobody else will hear you. It's not like back home, where your cries and pleasure would echo throughout the village. No. Here it's so much more intimate and private. Just the two of us, getting lost in pleasure together. You have no idea what's ahead of you. I can feel it twitching so much in my breast. It's so cute. And with every thrust of your cock into my soft tits, I can feel more and more of your hot pre-cum pouring out, running down them. You're making such a mess of me already. Oh, this is what I love, though. The heat of your dick. The sound of your moans. The feeling of it twitching against me. Oh, it's absolutely divine. Yes. Good boy. Don't hold back. I can tell you're trying to resist. I can tell you're trying to hold on just a little bit longer. But wouldn't it be so much more fun if you just gave in? If you let yourself shoot all of that hot, sticky cum all over my fat tits. Wouldn't that feel so good right now? Yeah. God. I love the sounds you make so much. Maybe being stung by bees isn't such a bad thing after all, is it? After all, how else would you end up wrapped up in my breasts? Come on. Even if you shoot now, there's still so much more ahead of us. There's still so much more that I have to milk out of you. Hey, what'd I tell you about surprising me? Warn before you come. I may end up stinging you again if you don't. Oh, you'd like that, wouldn't you? A little bit of my venom every night to keep you in a rutting stupor while you blow load after load of hot, sticky cum in me. Your cock keeps twitching, you know. I didn't expect this to be the way I got myself a husband. Oh, don't get that excited. I'm just teasing you a bit. We only just met, after all. Unless... Now, I know that one load isn't going to be nearly enough to put this fat cock of yours to rest. My tits are great and all, but I haven't been properly touched since I left home. And you know what? Sitting here, covered in your cum, listening to you pant and moan, watching you grab the sheets of my bed desperately, my pussy is absolutely drenched. So I was thinking that I'd climb on top of you, and I'd bounce on your hard, leaking cock until you've got nothing left in those heavy, cum-filled balls of yours. What do you think? Oh, you're nodding so fast. Good boy. Then we'll fuck like animals until neither of us can walk. Here, let me get up off my knees. Usually, I'd lube your dick up with some of the oil I keep around here. But with how soaked the two of us are, I don't think that'll be needed. There we go. Enjoying the view. I can feel your cock twitching against me. You want inside of me real bad, don't you? Well, I want it just as much as you do. So don't worry. I won't make you wait one more second. Oh, I've missed that. Nice size and shape. One of the better ones I've taken. Oh, you're breathing so heavy. Are you enjoying feeling my tight pussy around you? I didn't expect that. Feels that good, huh? Well, don't feel bad about shooting one that quick. It's the venom. And I know there's plenty more in there for me. That feels good. I haven't had a cock like this in a long time. Good. That feels so good. Grabbing my thighs. You want to get into the action too, don't you? I don't mind if you take a more active role. I know I told you to just lay back and relax. But I love the feeling of your fingers digging into my thighs. Yes. Grab them. Squeeze me. Touch me. Wherever you want. I want you to use me. I want you to pour all of your cum inside of me. I want you to need me. I told you. I'd give you a good milking. Right. Oh, fuck. I haven't felt a dick like this. In ages. Fuck. God. Oh, I can feel the warmth of you inside of me. Stretching me out. Your pre-cum leaking into me. Oh, fuck. Yes. Louder. Cry out for me. You're so hard. And you're throbbing so much. And I haven't even really gotten started either. I haven't shown you everything that I can do. God. Yes. Good boy. I'm gonna milk you for everything you've got. I'll milk you until all of my venom has left you. I'll milk you until neither of us can walk anymore. Are you ready for me to fuck you with everything I've got? Good. Good. Then I won't hold back anymore. Your cock is getting even harder inside of me. It's twitching and throbbing so much. I bet you wanna come so bad, don't you? After that quick shot earlier. I'd hope you can hold out a little bit longer. This dick is too good. You have no idea how bad. I just want to sting you again. Pump you full of my venom. Watch you turn into a useless sex toy. Whose only purpose is to come inside of me over and over and over again. You squeezed me extra hard when I said that. Oh, you want that too, don't you? You want to be mommy's little sex toy. You want to be pumped full of her venom. You want her to ride you down to the mattress every single night, don't you? Good, good. The way you're thrusting up into me. Bucking and shaking your hips. You want to be mommy's little plaything so bad, don't you? I've never had a pet before. Maybe it's finally time to claim one for myself. You don't seem to be objecting too much either. In fact, all you're doing is thrusting even harder. All you're doing is shaking your hips faster. Oh, so desperate to come inside of me, are you? Is that my venom, or are you just that much of a needy slut? If you want it that bad, then give it to me. If you want it that bad, then take me and grab me and pump that dick into me and pour every last drop of that cock. Come inside of me. Yes, come in me. Come in me. Come in me. Oh. Yeah, that's a good load. Oh, there's so much cum pouring out of me. I'm definitely gonna need to wash the sheets tomorrow. Your cock is still so hard inside of me, too. Three loans probably is enough for the venom. I'll need to milk out a fourth, maybe a fifth at the very least. Oh, that look on your face. I told you it was highly venomous, didn't I? It's all right. I'll take care of everything. All you need to do is come for me. Come until there's not a single drop left. Yes. Are you awake? Good morning. Hey. Looks like your dick finally calmed down. It seems like the venom passed. What's so funny? No, I'm just thinking to myself. After all the fucking we did last night, even if I did sting you again, you probably wouldn't be able to get it up. No, maybe. I'm not gonna test that theory, though. I haven't eaten a bite since before the forest yesterday. Are you hungry? Do you want to get up and have something to eat with me? What's wrong? You look like you have something on your mind. Well, yeah. We had a good night together. But we can't lay in bed all day. You've recovered and that's that. I'm sorry. I don't mean to come across as thoughtless, but to me, I've helped plenty recover from accidental stings. You're just another in the long line of them. Were you hoping there was something more? Oh, that's sweet. I don't think I've ever had someone actually looking for that. Well, look, that doesn't mean there isn't a chance, but I need to get to know you more first, regardless. Don't get me wrong, that dick is a great point in your favor. If you feel that strongly, why don't we sit and chat while you recover? Maybe you can help me clean the place up a bit, prepare some food later, things like that. How's that sound? After all, you probably aren't quite ready to stand up after last night. See, I told you I'd fuck you until you couldn't walk. I said until neither of us could walk. Hey, I was asleep for a while too, and that means I couldn't walk. I simply recovered quicker than you did. That was nice though. I haven't fucked like that in a while. Shame that it's usually under these circumstances. What's wrong? Oh, I guess everyone I've fucked has largely been because I stung them by accident, or someone else stung them. And don't get me wrong, it's fun. It isn't fulfilling in the same way as getting with someone you're into, you know? It's just a fun way to pass the time, rather than, like, something meaningful. You look like you want to ask me something. What is it? How'd I end up here? Oh, yeah. You aren't used to seeing my kind up here, are you? Way down south is a huge desert. That's where I'm from. There my people live. Though at this point, most of them have spread out and moved on. Families uproot and leave the desert for better places. Though I don't have any family left, so I'm up here all by myself. I imagine that has more questions than answers, doesn't it? I thought so. I don't know how much you know about the goings-on in the world. I myself don't know much beyond what we had to deal with back home. News doesn't really get to us down there, you know. Anyway, the desert's going through a big war right now. We got caught in the middle. One side trying to forcefully press us into service. And the other side? They're nice and all, but they don't have the resources to take us in. And we certainly don't have anybody to fight back. We're just simple people. Traders, herders, farmers. Do you want to guess how we stopped bandits from hassling us? That's right. Stung them and just left them in the middle of the desert to come out of their minds. It works great at a small scale. Not so much when you have an army breathing down your neck. So, when the Jackal Queen gave us a choice, practically all of us chose to take off. The majority of her people packed up and moved out toward the big savanna, hoping to build anew. Why'd I come this way? I lived in the desert my entire life. The savanna was okay, but it was just too much like the desert in some ways. And I wanted to see something new, explore the world a bit, at my own pace. And since I had nothing tying me down, I took the few things I owned and came up here. Mother left me a stash of valuables to trade with, so I was able to get a bit of decent coin and settled in this village. And here I am. When you caught me, I was out in the forest foraging. I said something about being punished. Oh, I guess you were there longer than I realized. I must have been in my own little world. The Jackal Queen laid claim to her territory, said it belonged to her, since we were, somewhat close to her, decreed that all the plants around the various oases were only for her soldiers and her subjects. If I went out to try and gather, they would have grabbed me and punished me for it. She wanted to basically pressure us with starving us out, amongst other nasty things. Horrible woman. I saw her once, you know, just the most vile attitude. But it doesn't matter now. I do hope she gets what's coming to her, but there's nothing we could have really done. No, you don't have to apologize. You didn't open up any old wounds. It's just history, and I live here now. Oh, can you move your legs again? Oh, that's wonderful. Then, why don't we have some of the eating and get cleaning up? There's plenty more we can talk about over a nice meal.